When the Syracuse Area Domestic and Sexual Violence Coalition put together stats for the annual report on October 20th, there was one figure that seemed to be missing.
What was wonderful is that we hadn't had a domestic violence homicide this year. Generally speaking, Onondaga County has about 25% of the homicides are domestic related.
But Vera House Program Services Coordinator Colleen O'Brien says that all changed the next day when a Syracuse woman was accused of stabbing to death her boyfriend on Shonard Street, and police say the couple had a history of domestic violence.
After having that one on Friday night, kind of doesn't seem to matter that we've had none so far.
She says cases of violence against men like this are not uncommon.
We're housing males at our shelter. Males are being killed in our own community because of domestic violence.
Right now, one of the biggest crises when it comes to domestic and sexual violence, according to O'Brien, the lack of safe, affordable housing for victims. She finds more shelters that have no room and people in them staying longer because there simply is nowhere else to go. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.